Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
Everybody's worried about Donald Trump's taxes,
right,
but nobody questions any of the liberals.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever.
Nobody has had the stones to step up to them and say, these deals stink and we're going to change them.
We need more Donald Trumps. That's what we need.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, folks. And if you like what you hear today, again, please click the subscribe button or go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of our social media links as well as our podcasts and things like that that we're doing. We also host a radio show, of course, every Saturday. We've done for 20 years on WBEN from 1 to 3 and on WFTL from 1 to 2 down in South Florida, AM 850 down there. So thanks again. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to try to get it done in 30 minutes as usual, but there's a lot of stuff in the news that we really want to get to. And I got to tell you, you know, some of the stuff that the liberals are coming out with is really just priceless. And I don't even know where exactly to start, but let me just give you a tease of some of the topics we're going to talk about. Rashida Tlaib thinks that there's public dollars. We're going to talk about that, right?
There's a tree. It's just public dollars.
Like the White House has their own money.
Let me just apologize to my wife because she normally dresses me in the morning before a podcast, a TV show, and the radio show just in case media was to show up because of something we said. And I'm not wearing a suit today, so yeah. I'm dead
it's
when
all
I get
good.
Home.
Yeah, but well, we'll just...
This is my Florida look, honey.
Don't show her this one.
Even though we're in Buffalo.
By the way, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, we are the Financial Guys. We are going to talk as well about some money today a little bit. We got Elizabeth Warren trying to talk us into a recession. We've got... some New York State stuff as well, the farm bill. We're going to play an interview from Zittle.
I know you want to talk about some of that. Let's start out with that because the recession fears, right? I'm truly torn. Everybody knows that we've been really pro-Trump guys, right? Mm-hmm. I love the fact that he's got the stones to talk about the real issues out there, immigration, protecting our borders, deregulating things, right? But there's a lot of things, I got to be honest with you, that I'm really, really disappointed with. Yeah. Now, Elizabeth Warren was out this week, and she's talking about recession scares, right? That's the only way the Democrats are going to win back the White House is if we do have a pullback in the economy, right? So they're going to try to do their best to talk everybody into being scared. Why? Because then you're going to be nervous, you're going to pull back your spending, and we will go into a recession.
That's right.
I will say this, though. Donald, it's time to get off your behind and stop the spending.
Yeah.
Because you are going to cause a recession.
Out of control.
You are going to cause a recession. And don't tell me you can't. That should be one of the number one priorities right now, is to start to manage a budget where we actually spend less money than we bring in. And he was happy. We raised the debt ceiling again. And Donald Trump is shaking people's hands. Look, I've been a pro-Trump guy. I'm sick of the spending.
Yeah, no more.
You're going to cause a long-term problem in this country. Now, the baby boomers, the millennials, by the way, I know you're whining and crying. You should be so pissed off of what you're going to inherit. Yeah. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars of debt, right? By the time you're ready for Social Security, they're going to tell you it's 95 before you get to touch
That's right.
At some point, we've got to get our arms around this debt crisis that's out there. And you know what? The problem is not now when the economy's growing at 3 or 4% or 3.5%. The problem is when we go into recession, and now it's 15% of GDP, and now the interest rates are 7% instead of 1%, and we can't refinance it. We never get out of it.
Well, Trump came out and he said, I want aggressive spending cuts in my second term.
Yeah.
Why is second term?
Right.
How about right now?
It should have been first year.
Should have been first year.
I get it. The Republicans are totally useless.
Yeah,
but
no doubt.
The leadership starts at the top, right?
Yep.
And Trump literally put together a blueprint for the Republicans on how to actually win office, which is have a set of stones and tell people the truth.
That's right.
Right? But the truth is, we got to stop our spending. And it starts with welfare. And now, great time to cut the welfare. We talked about it week after week after week. Cut the welfare. 40 million people on food stamps. It's absolutely time to send them to work because we need the labor.
No doubt. So between the debt ceiling, between the debt, and then, of course, the wall, right? So
he's
not gotten the wall done
yet.
And that's a big deal. Like he campaigned on, I'm going to build a
big
beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right. It's the wide it's open 90%. Southern border, right?
Yeah. To your point, the other thing is, look, at get the damn wall done.
Get it done.
You know what? Most of that is private land, by the way. Yep. Most of 99% of those people that own that land want a wall. Mm-hmm. Set up a GoFundMe page led by President Trump. You'd have the funding within 2 weeks. Get it done.
I know. Just get it done. Get it That's done. What drive me
Even
nuts.
If it covered, let's say, 70% of it. 70% is better than nothing, right? And the whole point is to drive people into these areas where we know, okay, hey, they can't climb over the wall. We can get them here.
Right.
30% is a lot better than 90.
That's right.
To try to patrol.
That's exactly right. So that leads into the next thing. When you talk about the government spending, right? And this is Rashida Tlaib's comment. Now, she's one of the gang of four. Like these four are really unreal. You got Ocasio Cortez.
They're just such morons. They don't even know what to say.
She is dumb as a bag of rocks.
That's an insult to rocks.
Yeah, Rashida Tlaib, by the way, is an anti-American Palestinian, white hating, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. She's a flat out racist, right? And so, by the way, is Ilhan Omar, who married her brother and committed tax fraud, immigration fraud. When do these investigations start? But this comment from Rashida
Tlaib.
They're
too busy studying President Trump's Russian ties that never happened.
That's right.
And his tax return from 1984.
They're calling up Mueller now to testify to keep this thing going. Let me play this clip from her, though, because this is priceless. This really is unbelievable. She's speaking here at the NAACP convention, and these folks are too, I guess, they just don't get it. Yeah. I think they kind of get it, but they don't fully get it. Let me just play
this. Do we need that convention anymore?
Probably not.
No.
You're going to get up to $6,000 in your pocket. And if you make less than $50,000, you're going to get $3,000. That's what we do with our public dollars. We give it back to the people that earned it.
The people that earned it. That's my favorite.
We
the
give
public
it back.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money in the public sector. However, those people didn't earn it.
It's called a tax cut, okay? If you want to give people that make $100,000 $6,000 back, cut their marginal income tax brackets, right? If you want to give people under $50,000 a tax cut, cut the tax bracket.
By the way, genius, it's the best way to give people back the money that earned it, right?
Right.
They earned it.
Right.
They went out and worked for it and put it in there. They earned the money. Now cut their taxes. By the way, again, and I'm going to give Trump a little bit of a hit here, the Trump tax cuts sucked. They absolutely
not for corporations.
Sucked.
They did for personals. But
by the way, that side of it, and when I've been doing reviews with clients, I'll write down the Trump tax cuts, and I'll say, look, we're going to rate this. The corporate tax cuts, loved it.
Yeah, great.
We cut the taxes in half, don't want to take it away. It created all kinds of jobs. Even liberal companies like Apple have said, hey, I think we're going to bring $240 billion back. Wonderful. You know what? It helped stimulate economic growth. It took the Obama growth rates from 1.5% to 2% to 3.5%, right?
Yep.
You want to get to 6 and 7 like we did under Ronald Reagan? Cut the damn individual tax rates.
Yep.
They didn't do it. And Trump he's bragging about it. Guess what? I did my tax return. I didn't get it. And I know you didn't because you and I make the same amount of money.
Yeah, tiny little bit, right? Yeah. So a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah. I figured out 0.03% bit.
Let me give everybody a hint, though. And this is where I think we have completely, most of the country now, by design, right, thanks to our public school unions and things like that, are economically illiterate.
Yeah.
Let me just explain this, everybody. There's no such thing as public dollars. For every dollar that the government gives out to somebody, they have to first take it from somebody else, and likely they've got to take $2 to $3 from somebody else, right, because it's got to run through the bureaucratic
machine. There's some filter out there.
There's some giant filter, right? You got to pay administrator.
Unlike the strainer that I use where all the water comes out,
no.
Apparently this one's
just
got holes
a little
in
bit.
It.
Yeah, just a little bit comes out, right? But that's the thing. There's no thing. Look, if you want to give people that make $100,000 or less $6,000, then cut their taxes. That's very simple. I mean, how stupid is that comment? We're going to take the money and we're going to give it back to the people that earned it. It's called a tax cut.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as public money. I don't care if it's money spent on welfare, if it's money spent on food stamps, if it's money spent on Section 8 housing assistance, if it's money spent on the income tax credit. I mean, you could make you know, 10, 15 grand. Some folks are getting $12,000 to $15,000 back without earning more than a couple grand a year. They work a couple weeks, and they get this earned income credit. Remember, for every dollar that the government hands out to somebody or spends in some way, shape, or form, that's a dollar that they have to take from somebody else or some corporation. And for those of you that say, well, the corporation should pay their fair share, remember, 50% of America owns 401ks and things like stocks and bonds. So when you talk about, yeah, go after Walmart, you probably own some Walmart stock. Go after, you know, General Electric. You probably own some General Electric
stock.
Well,
and as you liberals, do some a little bit of homework and research and find out that every single time we've increased taxes on corporations, we get zero because they keep their headquarters in Ireland.
That's right.
We get zero because they keep their headquarters in Dubai. Please, 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 please start to look at the results of your actions. I mean, look at damn New York State. I mean, every single year, increased taxes, more people move away. We bring in less revenue. It does not take a rocket scientist to figure out. We always talk about the Laffer curve. I am so pissed off about us not getting a tax cut. Take that marginal top tax rate from 40% to 25%.
Right.
There's been millions of dollars in studies that show that at that tax
even
rate.
Even liberal studies,
yes,
by the way.
At that tax rate, business owners feel like they're not being abused. They're way more likely to go out and create more jobs, and the government brings in tax revenue.
Amazing.
Right? It's real simple. There's a point in the tax curve where you go, you know what? If you take 90% of my money, I'm not working at all.
Right.
And if you take zero, we're not going to be able to do the roads, bridges, and fund the military.
Right.
So somewhere in between, there's the optimal rate. Guess what? People have spent millions of dollars. It's about 25%. You know where we're at? 50 by the time you're done with New York State.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
50.
Yeah, well,
New York State, that's generous.
Yeah. So Rashida Tlaib, the rocket scientist that she is, I'm going to take money from the rich and, quote, give it back to the people that earned it. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
I mean, they're that dumb.
No, they're not.
And the people are like, yay, give me their money.
I've earned it. Yeah,
some of those people in the audience, by the way, are the ones they're going to take it from. Just so
right.
you know, if you make money and you earn money for a living, then she's talking about you.
Yeah.
She's talking about taking not just the rich. She's talking about taking your money and hanging. I guarantee you, there's people in this audience that are paying taxes, right? They're going to take your money and they're going to hand it to somebody else who didn't earn it.
That audience.
How do you feel about that?
Maybe not.
Oh, I bet you there's some folks.
That was a Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Oh, no.
They don't work.
Oh, no.
Believe
you me, there's some reverends in that audience making six figures, living large,
doubt. Well, by the way, most of them in the audience, if they're applauding, they know that they're abusing the tax system, right?
Well, they're
the ones getting they're getting the grants back. They're getting, you know, they're on the government train, right?
They're plugged in, so to speak, right? It's amazing.
By the way, we'll take a break here, but Bernie Sanders, we'll talk about this clown next because nobody has figured out the system better than Bernie outside of the Clintons.
Well, this is classic, right? We'll get to this next. We're talking about suddenly now he's in the real world. His I love when they eat their own, right?
Yeah.
So now he's like, wait a minute, if I got to pay $15 an hour, that means I got to cut some hours. Oh boy, unreal. But this before we go there,
wait,
just one last thing.
You got what? Well, you got $4 million in your pocket,
right?
You got three houses. Why don't you sell one of your houses and pay them?
If I only had that fourth house, this is classic. I didn't send this to you, but this is great. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Yale liberals at Yale College, right? The liberals went on a hunger strike. The Young Republican Club held a barbecue right next to them. I love it. That's classic.
That's when you get the extra sauce and the fans. Starve. Have fun.
I just love
it. Who you helping?
Right. We're going to take a very short break. Again, if you need us throughout the week, you can always reach us through our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can reach our office number. We have a 1-800 number as well, 1-800-428-6008 or 716-633-1515. Of course, our local number. We are active on Twitter, active on Facebook, Instagram. I just opened up a Parler account, by the way, so that's just getting started as well, and also a YouTube channel. You can see some of these videos and some things like that. So if you want information on all the social media stuff we do, you can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. I got the YouTube thing in, see? Our YouTube channel, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast on like your iPhone or whatever, you want to watch some of the video that goes along with it, that would be our YouTube channel. Again, thefinancialguys.com. You can find it there. All right, very short break. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lummis. We're going to come back and talk to Mr. Socialist Bernie. Not talk to. Talk about. I'd love
I
to talk
love
to.
That. we're still trying to get Kennedy and polling cars on the show, let alone Sanders.
Yeah, right? All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. Again, I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and we are the Financial Guys. Been doing radio for 20 years, been managing money for 25 years. Our investment committee, by the way, has 175 years of investment experience, including two CFAs, two mutual fund managers, and a lot of brain power in that room.
Paul Meeks, by the way, on CNBC again this week, one of our leading
analysts
and money managers. On again, it was so cool to be able to say that. Very proud to say that, our folks that are leading our team here in Western New York, and of course we've got, satellite offices in South Florida, very few firms can say that's our manager on Squawk Box every week.
It's pretty cool. I'm working at my desk. I've got CNBC on in the background. So I hear the voice. I'm like, oh, I know that voice. Turn around. There's Paul, right? Yeah. That's pretty cool. So we'll talk about that maybe in a future show. We can maybe have one of those folks on and we can get more into detail with a John Thurr or Paul Meeks, something like that. Maybe when he's in town, we can talk to him. If you need us throughout the week, folks, if you want to find out more about what we do for a living, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of our links to our podcast, if you found our podcast, you're listening to it, right? Duh. We're new at this. Give us a break. Our YouTube channel,
but are
our
you
Instagram,
sharing it?
Yes. Yeah, do please share it and subscribe as well. That helps us quite a bit.
Yep.
Spread the word and spread the message. The thing is, we're, unfortunately, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Facebook, these folks in social media, Google, right? There was just a congressional testimony talking about how Google was shifting the search results. And by the way, if you go and you Google Epstein Clinton, you get Epstein and Trump pictures.
Isn't that amazing?
So
that's unreal.
We are being...
How unethical are they?
It's unbelievable. Right? But the thing is, Donald Trump needs to step up here. President Trump needs to call the Justice Department and say, okay,
enough is enough.
They're using legislation that allows them to not be held liable and responsible when, like, I don't know, ISIS uses Twitter, right?
Yeah.
But that comes at a responsibility level that they're clearly not undertaking. So we're being, as conservatives, not us personally, but a lot of conservatives are being deplatformed all over the place, right? Yeah. They're getting or demonetized on YouTube. Now, fortunately for us, we don't need your ad dollars, YouTube. We don't care, right? I don't care, Google. So we have a business, right? So we're going to still put our YouTube thing out there no matter what. But here's the deal. They could also take off our YouTube channel if you want. So it's really important, folks, that we share things like this, like the podcast and stuff like that. If you're a conservative listening to this, and I'm assuming you probably are, then share this with your conservative folks. If you want to annoy your liberal friends, then share this with them as well. But I think it's really important that we all stick together as a conservative community, because if you look at the map of the country, most of the country is red. Yet somehow the elections are close, and that's a lot because of the social media. Now, in the last election cycle, a couple of cycles ago, Obama used the IRS, right, as his bludgeon to go out there and to take out conservative groups and to investigate them and tie them down. They couldn't raise money. They couldn't, do these nonprofits and help to spread the conservative message. But now they don't need to use the IRS anymore. They're Google and they're on Facebook and they're all in cahoots. So it's important that you share this. It's important that you subscribe to it and really spread the message, because unfortunately, we're being silenced on all these different platforms.
To your point, by the way, about Epstein, I am sickened that we don't have conservative Republicans, and you did nail it, that there's going to be Republicans that get caught up in this mess.
Sure.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I really don't care.
They should all go down. They should all fry.
Okay, so what? So we're going to have Republicans that go away that were the conservative ones?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Because they're spending just as more money than – it's funny. President Trump and the Republicans – have spent more money than Obama and the Democrats.
It's hard to believe, but it's true.
They've spent more money. So, okay, where does this end, right? I want to know who was on his plane. I want to know what they were doing at the private islands. To your point, by the way, is what's disgusting to me is that, they've got Trump continuously mixed into the Google when you're Epstein. Clinton was on the plane 26 times or 27 times, right? There's a clear tie to something really funky there. Yeah, Trump was at parties with them. Well, guess what? Lots of people were at those parties.
Yeah, but he also kicked them out of Mar-a-Lago when he found out that
we can't tell that story,
right? No.
That should be the Google story when you Google Trump Epstein. Yep. He was kicked out of Mar-a-Lago. But to your point, if I'm Trump, I'm coming out in the media and saying, I want a total investigation as to why Mr. Clinton was on that plane along with with everybody else 26 times.
And you better do it quick because I'm not sure what the over-under is on Epstein, but he's a dead man walking because Hillary is out there, right?
That's right.
I'm telling you, you better believe that Hillary's got a contract on him.
he committed suicide.
Five
bullets to the head.
You watch. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you this prediction right now. He's in jail right now, right? He's been denied bail, so he's going to sit in jail until his trial. Mark my words, he will hang himself in jail.
Yep.
Mark my words. Yep. Right before he's set to testify.
Or some buddies in an immediate circle are going to go missing.
Yeah, no, you watch. Right before he's set to testify, they will find him in his jail cell hung. You watch. That's my prediction. I swear to God.
With the cell door open.
When it happens, you go back and
with
mark
the cell
the day.
Door open.
With the cell door open. That's right. With the cell door open. That's
I don't
amazing.
Know how this happens.
Yep,
I don't know.
You watch. That's exactly what's going to happen. Right before he's set to testify, because you know he's going to roll over on folks.
Oh,
you
yes.
know that
oh.
he's going to, he's right now, he's talking
I
to the feds going,
over.
I'll give you everybody's name, which is probably a good thing, right?
Yes.
But before he has a chance to do that, he'll be off by Hillary. You watch. That's my prediction.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong too. I do.
That's a big problem in this country. You know, you look at children being abused, right, and the drug problem in this country, and some of the priorities that we have. And I think those are two of the biggest ones that we need to go after. And you need to start putting some of these scumbags in jail forever. It's amazing to me, and we've done shows on this, how somebody could hurt a young child, molest a young child, and get 6 months in jail.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
A warning.
Right.
I mean, I just it blows my mind.
Well, some of the not just that, but some of the sentencing is out of control, right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Locally here in Buffalo. Whoops.
Well, some of these, and you'll talk to police officers.
Hold on.
They'll say, well, the same drug dealer's back out on the street in 6 months.
Okay, Mr. Zittle, stop now. Give me 1 second. I'll get you in a second.
Same drug dealer's back out on the street. Oh, this gentleman hurt eight kids, even though we knew we caught them in the first two.
Did you hear about the recent local case? Not about it was this lady was hit a 6-year-old on a scooter, 9-year-old on a scooter, right?
Yes.
If she gets convicted, she was driving drunk.
Yep.
She hit the kid on purpose.
East Aurora,
the kid's in serious condition. If she's convicted, she's looking at up to 4 years.
Up to four years.
She intentionally hit a kid on a scooter while driving drunk.
How in the world is that not a life sentence?
I'm telling you, if I'm the dad,
yeah, you're going after.
Oh,
yeah.
She doesn't get the.
Yeah,
she
no,
doesn't get
her
the trial.
Let her out.
She doesn't get the. Yeah, let her out. She doesn't get the trial.
Let her out.
But 4 years.
Let her out.
What?
Let
4 years?
Let her
How
out.
About 40 years? How about that? How about 40 years? Yeah. But anyway.
How about 400 years?
Yeah, whatever.
How about
it's
400
ridiculous.
Years? How about they share a jail cell, they eat rice, milk, and maybe an intentional cookie or once in a while, and that's it. No air conditioning. Guess what? They'll survive. I grew up without air conditioning.
We need the sheriff, a Pasha, right?
He's
got the right idea.
Set up some tents out there. Yep. Let them dig a hole and fill it every day.
Yep.
Dig a hole, fill it every day.
Exactly.
Have fun.
Well, that sounds like Erie County potholes.
Well, they
that's
don't.
Like, that's
no,
like Erie County Public Works
the,
projects there. Dig a hole, fill it every
there's
day.
There's no filling.
Hole, fill
right.
There's no filling. It's just a digging. That's right. It's just a digging.
Who was it the other day? I think it was Larigo who said we need to have an app now for the potholes.
I'm telling you, I spill coffee on myself every day.
I love that.
Gotta go to the dry cleaner. I spill coffee on myself this morning. I swear.
An app for the potholes. It'll be the same company that uses the app in San Francisco for human feces on the street. Just
which, by the
them.
Way, is I'll coming to New York soon. Now that we have liberal controlled everything, you're already seeing it, right?
Well,
so what do we have so far?
We were only three billion dollars short last year, Glenn.
Yeah.
So only $3 billion.
Wow. We got the farm bill. We're going to talk about in a second here. We got the declawing. Now, mind you, more people are leaving New York than any other state in the country, including California, right? And we're worried about things like declawing cats.
Yeah.
Okay, great. More cats will go to the euthanization chamber, I guess.
Thinking about refinancing my house, right? And there was a $450 fee inside.
Yeah,
actually,
sure.
Let me say this. It could be, depending on the cost of what I'm going to refinance, it could be anywhere from $450 to $2,900. I said, what is that fee? It's a New York State registration fee to refinance the house.
Oh, nice.
You've got to be kidding
me. For the privilege of living
here.
And
I said to the mortgage broker, I said, I feel so much better now that I know it's going to a good cost.
Go to good cost. Yeah. Go to Comer's.
No, they'll use it, right? They'll probably build, another Solar City with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going great.
Oh, I'm happy to send it. Happy to send it.
There you go.
Happy to send it.
We got to talk about this because this is a big deal. And this is the, well, we'll get the standards in a second, but I want to talk about this real quick. And this is the, what New York State is doing to our local businesses. And this is, you know, this is the new farm bill, right? They're giving the, they're, what they're trying to do is that they want to unionize the laborers, the day laborers. So what happens is that every year during the harvest season, typically in the fall, these farmers will bring up a bunch of, and they've got green cards, they've got temporary work visas. They come up here for the season. They pick the vegetables and they pick the fruits and whatnot. And they want, you know, they get housing. They usually stay right on the farm. If you go up along the Niagara frontier, along the lake, Ontario, you'll see these little, you know, cottage looking things, more like bunkers, I guess, almost. There's a lot of concrete or whatever.
It's great work.
They live right there. These folks, they want to come up here and they want to work as many hours as possible.
That's
what
right.
These liberals don't understand in Albany is like, well, we got to give them rights. We can't have them working more than 8 hours a day. We don't want them working more. We only 40 hours a week. These folks want to come here and they want to work like 100 hours a week if they can. They
want to
make as much money as possible.
They won't come up at all, by
and
the
take
way.
It back.
They won't come
no,
up.
No, they'll come up. They'll go to Ohio.
Yeah.
They'll come up.
That's
they'll go
right.
to Ohio. They'll go
That's
to Michigan.
Right.
They'll go to Pennsylvania.
Right.
They're not going to come to New York. No. So one of two things is going to happen. One of three things is going to happen. Either our farms are going to close, which is maybe likely. Maybe some will. We've already lost 3,000 farms.
Some
upstate.
Will. There's no doubt. But some will say, and we're already talking to farmers, by the way, that are clients of ours that are saying, you know what? I was thinking about retiring anyways.
Yeah.
So this will be the final nail in the coffin. But not to cut you off, but also David DiPietro we had on last week. And David said, you know what? What most people don't understand is you're hearing now what the Democrats are pushing down your throats in the big things. You're hearing full-term abortion. So it's okay to abort a baby as it's coming out of the womb.
Yep.
You're hearing about that. What you're not hearing about is the 300 other things like this
right.
that are going to crush local businesses.
Yep, exactly. So the second thing is they'll automate, right? They'll spend money and spend them on laborers. They'll buy money. They'll spend money on new equipment and things that can harvest the things automatically.
Yeah,
right?
And let's back up for a second. They will buy the equipment in another state.
Of course,
by the way,
absolutely.
Oh, it's not going to be economic stimulus for you. Okay, well, they're going to buy the equipment from Joe down the street.
No.
They're going to ship it in from Florida, right? It'll be the Apple equipment coming in from Florida.
We don't have any big manufacturers here making big vehicles, right? The Caterpillar. Plants not down the street, right? The John Deere factory.
But here's
not
the
here,
thing:
right?
Who are you helping? The farmers
are
pissed off.
They feel better. They feel better. They think they're helping.
Who did you sit down with, Andrew?
Nobody
and consult
to.
With to say is this good or bad? Because every farmer we've talked to, and David DiPietro, he said I've been talking to tons of farmers. Every single one of them says this is going to kill my business.
So the farmers don't want
care.
It.
They
the
just
farmers
don't, care.
Don't want it. The laborers don't want it, right? Who wants it?
Yeah.
The liberals want it. Why? Because the unions want it, see?
Yeah.
And the unions want more dues because guess what? People are leaving the unions in droves. The fact that this is not a right-to-work state, the fact that they get away with not forcing people to join a union, we've talked about this in the past, just boggles my mind. Like, how does that even happen in America today where you are forced to join a union? It doesn't make any sense.
I'll tell you, from a bigger economic standpoint, and these are things that, you know, when it comes to managing money, I do think long-term, we've really got to start to be concerned with some of this stuff. I started out the podcast about long-term federal debt, but guess what? There's some pensions like Illinois, the public sector pensions, are like 70% underfunded now.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point does that blow up, right? Mm-hmm. At what point does it spill over to New York State where we just can't afford to continue to carry a $3 billion annual deficit every single year?
But he
year.
Made that up.
In
fees and surcharges. Yeah. Let me just play this. This is
he made it up until next year when 17% more of the folks leave and we're now $6 billion in the hole and then $7 billion and $10 billion.
Right. This is an interview from according to Governor Cuomo, the farm workers bill becoming law in New York State is a quote milestone in the crusade for social justice.
Yeah.
It's all about his justice campaign.
Yeah.
Let me play this. This is one of the partners at Zittles.
Anytime you hear social justice, think it's going to kick us right in the butt.
Yeah, we're all getting screwed.
Yep.
Whoops.
$25 an hour, including free housing.
Wait a minute. Back it up.
We're paying $13.25 an hour, including free housing, okay, plus free transportation to and from Mexico. Plus, we have to guarantee 75% of their wages over the course of the season, regardless of whether there's a crop failure or not. So when you factor all those in, we are paying a very high price for workers. Now, to put this law on top of that and put limits with respect to the number of hours they can work and that sort of thing, you know, makes it a very difficult situation for us to manage.
Are you concerned at all about losing workers who might go to other states?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we are. Yeah.
Now, by the way, you liberal Democrats, you want to actually do something that matters? Get all the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in this state that we have on welfare that are sitting at home doing nothing, and take them off the welfare doll. Maybe they can take some of those jobs. I'm okay with that, right? If you start to say, I'm going to cut welfare, they will find a way to fill some of this labor. The problem is these farmers can't do it. You can earn $45,000, $50,000 a year sitting on your ass in this state.
That's right.
So you're not going to take that job. They're stuck.
So this is how economically illiterate that liberals are, right? It's amazing to me when you look at things like this, right? You know. Here's the thing, right? Is it going to affect my life? Not really. Is it going to affect your life?
No.
Nah. I mean, can I pay $5 per peach? Sure, I can, right? You can, too. We do pretty well. We've been in business for a long, long time. We have a couple different companies going, which is great. But you know who this real stuff really hurts? All this garbage, whether it's windmills, whether it's surcharges on your electric bill, whether it's higher property taxes to fund the Cadillac and Medicaid, whether it's stuff like this in the farm bill and higher, you know, produce costs. You know what hurts? It hurts that little 75-year-old widow that's living, you know, in Cheektowaga, that's just living paycheck to not paycheck. It's Social Security check to Social Security check. You know, the person who is, you know, on the margin, right? The person maybe who has who's doing well. Maybe they're making $60,000-$70,000 a year, but they're trying to raise a family of four or a family of six. They have four kids or three kids. That's who this hurts, right? Yep. And so it makes me so angry because a lot of these folks will vote for the Democrat. And that's what I don't get. Stop voting for liberals like Cuomo if you want any chance of staying in this state. And you look at places like California, people are leaving, more people are leaving New York than California, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But people are fleeing California. The folks that have wanted to leave or could leave are gone. What's left are the ultra rich and the folks that can't leave. They don't have the money to leave, right? Yeah. They can't relocate.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing is you can't leave is you're not going to be able to sell your home for what it's worth.
Right.
But you get stuck.
But even think about that 75-year-old widow, right? Or that person. Where are they going? Right? They're going to pull up stakes and go somewhere else. They're going to leave their whole network. Maybe part of their family is here. That's who it hurts the most. You're hurting people on fixed income. You're hurting the elderly. You're hurting the middle class. You're hurting the poor. You're hurting every single person in this state. And obviously, they don't care. Yeah. So those that say, well, liberals are all compassionate. But that's BS. It's complete BS, right? What the liberals are doing is they're hurting all these folks. Yeah. And this farm bill is just another example.
They're thinking with their heart but not their brain because the results are punishing the very people.
I don't even think they're thinking with their heart anymore because you can't be this
stupid.
It's
a business.
Right?
Look at this idiot. Here, let's end with this summarizes everything that these morons
really
do to the folks that vote for them. Bernie Sanders plans to cut staffers' hours to pay $15 minimum wage.
So here's
complains about them talking to the media.
Right, but let's get the backstop for just a second about this, right? So Bernie Sanders is out there on the campaign trail going, we got to have a national $15 an hour.
It's simply not fair.
If you have a fourth home, that's too much. Look it, I only have three homes and only $150,000 sports car. If I had six homes, it'd be a different story here, right? So he's out there advocating
for $15
an hour. No, not really.
I mean, we're exposing how the hypocrisy of how this guy's such a scumbag, and that's what he is. He's a scumbag. Three homes, an Audi in his driveway.
Yeah, of course.
He's telling everybody that, I'm poor. I got one suit. You know, everything's fine. You should vote for me. This guy, just like, by the way, the Clinton campaign did the same thing, right?
Yeah,
remember, Hillary did the same thing with all her staffers.
Hillary bought his last home for him.
Yeah,
did you know that? Anyway,
she's got so many she didn't know.
Right. So moved into one. Yeah. So he's out there on the campaign trail advocating for a $15 minimum wage on a nationwide basis, and his campaign staff's going, "Wait a minute, now
you're not paying me that.
I'm going to make it 12." So suddenly they've got this revolt, right? So they're supposed to be getting, overtime if they work more than 40 hours. They're complaining that they're working 60 hours a week. They're making $10 to $12 an hour. They're like, wait a minute. Yeah. If you're talking about this, we want the same thing. So, of course,
Now
they start to go on straight, start to walk off. And oh, my God, what am I going to do? So Bernie, now look at this. If I have to pay $15 an hour, I'm going to have to cut hours.
You can't make this stuff up,
You
folks.
Cannot make this
you
stuff up.
You cannot make this
Welcome
stuff up.
Welcome to the real world,
Daily
Bernie.
Wire, by the way. Make sure you read it because it is unreal how totally uneducated these folks are when it comes to actually managing a
this
business.
This is exactly what happens to every single one. You force, and we've talked about this at nauseam on our radio show and on this podcast, when you force businesses or anybody to artificially raise wages because of minimum wage, what you have is a cutting of hours and a cutting of jobs.
Ask
and
Seattle,
who that hurts,
by the way,
every single time.
Ask Seattle. They did it with the restaurants, increased the minimum wage.
New York City?
Immediately, those restaurants started to automate and jobs went away. Every single time. You want people to earn higher wages? Let free market capitalism take care of it.
That's right.
Cut the welfare out of the system, lower the regulations, and let businesses roll. I say it all the time. When I was a kid, Mighty Taco was paying people $7 an hour when the minimum wage was $3.50 or something like that. You know what? Mighty Taco figured out that they could afford to pay good labor, and guess what everybody else said? Hey, we're going to follow suit. Government didn't need to tell them to do that.
That's right. The best way to raise wages is to have a robust economy.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go. To get the economy cranking at 3%, 4%, 5%, and then you get wage growth. And we've seen that in the last couple of years.
Look at some of the areas across the country that have been very successful setting up fracking in remote areas. Yep. And the McDonald's McDonald's employees are earning $30 an hour because they're selling so many darn Happy Meals.
That's right. Speaking of which, in California now, in Berkeley just passed a couple of laws this week. Their common council is really at hard work. So last week, they decided that you can no longer use terms like manpower or manhole. They had to go to gender-neutral type things. This week,
what do you call
they're banning...
Gender-neutral hole? What is that? Like?
Yeah. I don't know. This week, though, is even better. No more natural gas in Berkeley now. Every new home, no new construction in Berkeley can have natural gas anymore. I guess, let me tell you this. Guess who's going to still have natural gas when they want to have when they build their brand new mansion?
Beverly Hills.
And they want their big Viking range.
Sure.
Let me tell you, they'll still get their natural gas because they'll find a way around it.
It's just like when they banned water in California. Remember that? You could only use water. You couldn't wash your car. Except for all the rich places had their fountains going.
Yeah, yeah, the nice lush.
The top 1% had their had their lawns nicely manicured and watered twice a day.
Let me give you liberals a hint, though. So now they're going to put in electric stoves. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but the electric grid, that comes from coal, right, and natural gas that powers the electric grid, right? It's not the windmills doing it. It's not the solar fields doing it.
So what happens when
it's fossil fuels, you idiots.
They put all the coal companies out of business and go to plug in their
– Right. It doesn't work. You can't. Honest to God.
The rest of us will all have natural gas. But like, I'm fine.
It's a mental disease. It is. I'm telling you.
But just so you know, you liberals, I'm doing my best to help. I eat at least a cow a month. I'm doing my best to help the environment the best I can.
I got on this.
I'll tell you what, those cows are nasty.
I got on this great Twitter battle the other day with this obvious liberal, right? And she had like 3 followers or whatever. She goes, "How do you know I'm liberal?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. You have in here, you know, why do we keep eating sentient beings?" I was so tempted. I didn't. I was tempted. I was going to send her a picture of me holding a beautiful deer, you know, like a nice.
Why wouldn't you?
I didn't want to, like, you know, totally send her over the edge.
She was already triggered.
Oh, no, she was already ruined.
You do that on a Friday night, like 5, 6 o'clock, and let her stew the whole weekend.
Hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, all right. That's going to do it for us, folks. Thanks again for listening. Again, if you like what you hear, please share this podcast. Click the subscribe button below. Make sure you listen each and every week. Also, check out all of our other social media stuff, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can go to our website to find out all the links at thefinancialguys.com. All right, that's going to do it for us. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Financial Guys Podcast.